We're talking to Jenna Van Manen, Jacqueline Holmes, and Jocelyn Terpstra here for the Pella Christian Cross Country team. Jenna, one of the Eagle leaders this year, and Jocelyn and Jacqueline ran really well in their meet last week, and that was at Davis County. Jocelyn winning that meet and Jacqueline finishing third. Thanks for joining us, guys. Jenna, being the Eagle leader on the girls' side of things, you know, with what is the biggest group that Pella Christian's ever had for cross country, what has that been like this year? And what are maybe some of the goals that you've tried to help lead with Coach Bukai in getting the results that you guys want this year?
It's definitely a different experience having so many people on the team and having, we still have the about the same amount of girls, but it's just so fun to be able to expand your team and be able to grow closer with a new group of girls. And I know Coach B and the Eagle leaders, we have set quite a few goals for our team, and it's exciting to see us fulfilling those goals with PRs and ultimately hoping to get to state, and both as a boys and a girls team, and it's just exciting to see us grow as a team. So,
absolutely. Jocelyn, Davis County in the meet last week, you had a very good meet. What was going through your mind as you take the lead of that meet and go on to win that meet?
Oh, I was just trying to get through it and finish. You know, first meet, it was really challenging, and it was also a really difficult course, so we were all just trying to make it through. And, yeah, stay positive, even though that's really hard while you're running. But, yeah, it was awesome, and it helped our team gain a lot of confidence to finish that first meet.
Absolutely. And, Jacqueline, you obviously chasing down your teammate. What was going through your mind, too, as, you know, you're making your moves to get towards the front of the pack there down at Davis County?
I just told myself to stay with Jocelyn because I'm like, I got this. I just got to stay with Jocelyn. So having somebody in front of me really helps to, like, it just gives me momentum and just positivity that I can stay up with her. So just having her in front of me is really nice.
Absolutely. What are some of your guys' like pre-race rituals or like routines that you have to do like on meet day or something like that? Based on the laughter, I assume that you guys have something at least. Yeah. What is something that you guys do to get yourself mentally prepared for races?
I personally actually haven't had the chance to race this year yet as I'm just coming off of a surgery. But I know in past years as a team, we will always go out there on the start line and have a prayer and just encourage each other, talk about our nerves, talk about how we're feeling, and just overall encourage each other, give each other words of encouragement, try to build each other up, especially when we're all nervous. I know last year there was a lot of nerves going on within the team because a lot of girls were new, and it's just really important for us to all be really encouraging to each other and to instill that that idea that we can make it through a race and that it is really only 3.12 miles.
So do you guys have any other like personal routines you have to do before the race, like something like before the race you got to eat, or you know, maybe like you have to wear a certain pair of socks or something like that, like something like, you know, just something like that you have that, like, you know, superstition wise or something like that that you guys need to do before a race?
I don't think anything personally for myself, but as a team, I think laughter is one, like, a really big aspect, just because I think laughter just takes away all of our nerves that we have, and it's really nice to just have people there, like your teammates there, to just lift you up and just give you confidence right before the race.
That's great. You know, being underclassmen, having more time to run here for the Eagles cross country team, what are some of the goals that you're setting for the future? Obviously, you know, with, you know, more time to run and some of that stuff. Just, I know that you guys have like the goals of breaking 2 personal records or whatever each year. Outside of that, what do you guys have personally that you guys want to do?
So for me, a big goal, especially joining as a freshman, it's just really amazing to see our team grow on the whole. So for me, a big goal is to try and encourage some of those younger girls that are in middle school to keep coming out and keep pushing through, because it is tough and practices are tough. So encouraging them to keep coming out and so that ultimately we can have a bigger team in the future is really important.
Yeah, one thing for me is this is actually my first year doing cross country as a junior. So just anyone that doesn't stick with a fall sport or wants to try something new, that it's okay and you don't have to start as a freshman or in middle school, it's okay because it's just running and anyone can try and do it.
I think personally for me, I'm just going to try to stay consistent with my times and hopefully get a PR this year. But if not, just staying consistent and just slowly dropping times in the season would be awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for talking to us today. Good luck the rest of the way as you guys get ready for races coming up in the year. And, Jenna, as you return to competition, as we'll look forward to seeing you compete for the Eagles this year. Thanks.
Thank you.